This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Basketball, hockey, baseball, all better with ice cold beer and crab fries. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. And you should know we are here Mondays during football season, but until football season, so from now until September, we will be here on Fridays. So if you'd like to come see us at Chickies and Pete's, it is Fridays here on Packer Avenue. Ike, we will get to the Bryce Harper tattoo in a moment. But what we are talking about is A.J. Brown's comment that the Eagles offense needs to change drastically next year, which I agree with. I think they're going to have to pass significantly more. I think that significantly more. I think they're going to have to work in a second back. I don't think that leaning on Saquon the way that they leaned on Saquon, and I agree on this part of it. I don't think you can lean on Saquon the way that you leaned on him this year.
Yeah.
And I actually think the entire structure of the offense they have to think about. They've been doing the same thing for 3 years, and they are the big dogs now. So 215-592-9494, Lamar in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Lamar?
Oh, man, Spike, you don't get enough of this, do you?
What do you mean?
I feel like I heard you all year saying from week four on, they're going to have to do something other than run the ball.
Well, they did.
At some point.
They did.
But no, they didn't.
Yes,
like,
they
what
did.
They do is,
in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, they scored 55 and 40 points because they threw the ball.
Okay, you going to let me finish now?
Yeah,
Spike?
Sure.
So you're right. In the NFC Championship, they did. Did they just skip week four and get to week 17? No, they ran the ball all the way up until the NFC Championship game. I heard something that I agree with from Shannon Sharp about maybe a month ago. He said when you run the RPO offense, the defense dictates what you do. So at the end of the day, Spike, why? When Jalen comes to the line of scrimmage, I fully trust him to know when he has a loaded box and when he has a light box. That dictates what you do. It's called the RPO. It's a run pass.
I know what an RPO is.
Well, why would they have to change from RPO if the defense is dictating?
Well, the reason their RPO works so well, by the way, or else every other team could run an RPO who has a mobile quarterback, is because they have Saquon Barkley there. And what I just said is true. Is like they cannot rely on Saquon next year the way they relied on Saquon this year. There is example after example after example after example of running backs not being the same the year after 400 touches. He had 500. So all this stuff about the reason that people kept telling me that this year they could do what they did is because they had Saquon. You simply cannot count on the same Saquon next year. It would be great if we get it, and if we get it, it's awesome. But you can't count on it. It's just like he is, and he's also not 23. He's 28. He's been in the league for 7 years, including a surgically repaired knee. Like, it's just not realistic.
All right, let me ask you this question, Spike. What do you see the Commanders going at next year? Yeah, I mean, is it fair to say right now that the assumption is that they're going to challenge the Eagles for the East next year, and that next year the Commanders are going to be a playoff team?
I think that's a fair assumption, I would say.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, now who do they have at running back?
Well, they also have $100 million in cap space.
I understand that, but right now they run the RPO offense, and they run it with Jayden Daniels, two handicapped running backs, and a good wide receiver. So my thing is, at the end of the day, they run it without a Saquon Barkley, and they went to the NFC Championship game.
Yes, and they got their ass kicked in the NFC Championship game. The second thing is they ran it significantly less than the Eagles did this year. Every team in the league did. The Eagles ran the ball almost 60% of the time. You have run-first offenses like Baltimore and Detroit and Washington running it 52% of the time. We were 29th in the league in passing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this sort of split is not realistic. It just isn't. You did it 1 year and we got away with it, but you can't bank on doing it over and over and over again.
Spike, did they run the RPO in 2022? Because I recall they ran it in 2022 as well.
Yes, just running the RPO doesn't mean that you have to run it as much as they did.
But my thing is, again, when people see, I think what you get with Barkley now is, I feel like until the Chiefs game, nobody really set out to really stop it. So they were allowing the Eagles to do it. I feel like the Chiefs say, you know what? We're not going to allow Barkley to hit his head on the goalpost, so we're going to actually defend it. Then you've seen the offense, to me, open up. I feel like as long as teams are playing off, I don't care if it's Barkley, if it's the other young kid from last year or another back, you don't change nothing in the offense as long as they're not loading the box.
But they're not gonna need to load the box if Saquon Barkley's not back there the entire time. I think the RPO is more magic than it is. The RPO has been in the NFL since Chip Kelly got here. I mean, really, that's when the RPO started. I mean, that's 13 years ago. There's plenty of teams that run the RPO that don't win the Super Bowl. You know what
I
mean?
And you're absolutely right. But how many teams right now, would you say, in the last 13 years, you say, will run it as good as maybe Patrick Mahomes, who may pass it more, or Jalen Hurts?
But everyone passes it more. Everyone. Every team in the NFL.
Jalen wins more than him, Spike. So help me understand where we're getting at. Jalen wins more. So what's the difference?
Do you think, last thing, Lamar. Let's say the back in the backfield was Miles Sanders this year. Do you think the Eagles would have won the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And I'll tell you for one reason. Miles Sanders runs sideways. He don't run straight. The guy runs out of bounds and runs sideways.
Well, that's my point. Hey, Lamar, what's something for next question today based on NASCAR being invented in 1948? What is something that's popular that you just don't get?
A.J. Brown.
See? I should have known.
He's not an A.J. guy?
Not an A.J.
Is that what that meant?
Yeah. Hold on. I could tell that was happening.
Well, here's the thing. All right, so I said I had these numbers for you.
Yes.
So I've been racking these things over here. And I really do believe we can get back to the 2022 offense. I really do. And here's why I believe that. A, you have Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
Now, Saquon Barkley is coming off obviously a historical season.
Yep.
You gave us the number. He's touched the ball over 500 times, I believe. So you have to expect somewhat of a dip in his production next year. We don't know how much of a dip is going to be in his production, but it can be made up in the passing game if you look at it from where it was last year. Now, 2022, 246 yards a game passing isn't a ton of yardage.
No, but it's significantly more than this year. Yep.
Hey, right. It's significantly, boy, what do you, I think, what do you,
190
this year, something like that. So let's say at least 50 yards more than what he was. And I'm not saying that's not nothing. That does matter, especially if AJ's getting those 50 yards.
Yep.
So that certainly matters. But here's the thing where I think it's attainable. He threw the ball 30 times a game in 2022. He had over an 8 yard per average completion, one of the highest in the league. When you throw for it, if your completion per attempt is over 8 yards, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So he was over 8 in the league. He's always been a pretty damn good deep ball thrower. So you got that part going for you as well. And if you think about him in the running game, he ran the ball that year 11 times a game on average. Right? And all those weren't design runs. Some of them were. At least that year, he had a lot more design runs that year.
Do you think he can do that again? You know, 5-6 years into his career, you know, hit as many times as he's hit.
Yeah.
Do you want Jalen Hurts running that many times a game?
You know what? Eight to 12 is going to have to be there.
Okay.
He has to do it because I think it's a part of his game. Right? It would be like, if I didn't want Lamar Jackson to ever run the ball,
right,
like it's or Josh Allen for that matter, like
for sure.
it's a part of their game. What makes them dangerous at the position. And he did that to the tune of 50 yards a game. So I look at those numbers and I say, those are attainable. Like, those are attainable numbers. Where the Eagles will have to supplement Saquon's production will be the complementary back. The complementary back and the attempts that Jalen has, he has to connect on them. So 30 attempts a game, I didn't see where that averaged at on the season amongst other quarterbacks, but we can deduce that 30 attempts a game is a decent.
Yeah,
it's probably a top third.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a significant difference from this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It would be a
significant
difference.
I don't know. I didn't look and see how many he attempted, but we know we saw games where it was 20, 25 times.
Yeah,
some games.
I mean, I don't know how many
attempts. The Giants game, it was 18, was it?
Yeah, I feel like they probably averaged 22 or 23 this year.
Okay.
And especially if you take the average from the bye week to the end of the year, which is really what we're talking about,
right.
I bet it's somewhere around 20, actually. If we take away the Green
Bay
game,
the first four games,
the Atlanta game where we had to throw from behind, all that sort of Tampa, we had to throw from behind.
Tampa, we definitely threw the whole game, yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. A.J. Brown says the Eagles' offense should change drastically next year. Do you agree? What do you think the Twitter poll is on that?
Well, this is the one we're leaving up to the voters, how they interpret
what
drastically.
Drastic.
Yes. Yep. And you hear that, I'll say the initial reaction is no. Don't change things drastically because they just won the Super Bowl. But I don't think it's overwhelming. So I'll go 56 says no.
61.4% say yes.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, now I'm actually stunned at that.
Okay.
I wonder how that evolves during the show, but that isn't the number that I expect.
Well, I think people also look at it and say, listen, we won this year. Very similar to what you just said. We were fortunate enough to win this year playing the way that we played. And they know that it's not sustainable.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
So you're going to have to do some things differently. I will say this. The passing game was ranked ninth in the league that year. 240 yards per game. In 2022.
Yep.
It's only ranked ninth. They were the fifth-ranked rushing team that year. But they were the third-ranked scoring team. So I would ask you this. They averaged more points in 22. They averaged 28 points a game in 2022. Playing that way.
Yes. And look,
with the ninth-ranked passing offense and the fifth-ranked rushing offense.
Forgetting about how they style it, if he throws the ball 30 times a game, actually, to me, that's drastic. I think because it's happened so gradually, we forget what a difference it was 2024 to 2022, like how the offense looked. It was, they were both run first offenses.
Oh, we remember it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think that's even drastic, to be honest with you.
Dude, they were bombs away in 2022. That's how AJ got 1,500 yards and Devontae got 1,200 yards.
So we know Bryce Harper, and we're going to see Bryce in a couple of weeks when we go down for spring training. He is the ultimate panderer. I give him credit because he sets a new pandering like record every year. And he's finally done it in a way that I can truly understand. Is that, have you seen Bryce Harper's new tattoo?
I have not seen it.
I'm showing it to Ike right now.
Check that out.
Bryce Harper got a tattoo of the Philly Fanatic on an ATV. It looks like, I think it's on his wrist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that looks like his wrist. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's not a leg.
What would it take for you to get a Fanatic tattoo?
Well, somebody paid me. I might do it. Yeah. Somebody gave me enough money, I might do it.
This is what I give Bryce Harper credit for, because if it's an act, it is all the way in. Like, he never breaks from this, and he just
that's
keeps
why
going
it's not
further
an act,
and further.
Spike.
But that's why I don't even care if it is.
No, it's, but it's not.
But to me, it's more impressive if it's an act, to be honest with you. Who likes the Fanatic this much?
Well, here's the thing he's going to do next. It's not finished. He's coloring this in.
Yeah, now, I haven't seen his other tattoos, whether he has color. There are some people that just leave it that way.
Oh, he has to color that in.
I think it would look way better with color.
Yeah, you got to color that in.
I'll tell you what.
That's the one thing about white guys.
Yeah, the color looks good.
Oh, you guys got great tattoos.
Yep.
Great tattoos. You know what I'm saying? Like, they come up, they come out very good. You can see all the colors and the different things in there. Me, put a tattoo on me. If it's not Daffy Duck, I don't know what you're going to really see there if you put a tattoo on me.
I've said to Val before, my wife Valerie, yes. I've said, do you know who gives me the most compliments on my tattoos? It is black people.
Yeah.
Because the color is something that is harder to achieve on the skin.
Unless you're light-skinned.
Yes, unless you know you're light-skinned.
Yes. You know, I got my kids' names tattooed on me.
Okay.
I had to find the lightest spots on my body to be able to do that. Well, seriously, I mean, inside of my arms.
Yeah.
So they're there, and then I'm on my right arm, you know, so.
Well, you have a dark complexion.
Yes, some would say so, yes.
You can see in a couple of the pictures in my wedding, like where the lighting is just so.
Yeah. Well, don't listen. I'm the only one that makes the dark skin jokes.
I'm sorry. You're right. There's the line. There's the line.
There's the line.
There's the line. All right.
It's all good.
I was going to say, it's funny.
That's why we always say, put us in the lighting or turn the flash on, man. Yeah. Believe me, I know. I'm showing up, and I'm seeing group pictures, and I'm like, hold on, where the hell am I at in this picture, man?
I was going to say, if the Phillies won the World Series, I would get this.
They'll win it.
But I actually don't want a Fanatic tattoo.
Oh, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm diehard Eagle.
Yeah.
That's the only mascot I think is worthy of being tattooed on you.
The Fanatic.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't get Swoop.
Right.
No Franklin?
I'm not going to get Franklin.
I didn't even know the Sixers mascot. Is it Franklin?
Yes, that's Franklin. His name. Franklin okay. The dog, yeah. Yes. And then
Wingston from the Wings? You're going to get him?
Now, I know there are gritty tattoos out there. There's no doubt in my mind people have gritty tattoos.
You know what? Gritty is not a bad one either, because that orange pops.
It does.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, that orange does pop. So, yeah, I got to throw Gritty in there. Gritty's probably the second. That if you see it in a tattoo, it looks cool. It looks good.
A gritty tattoo would look
cool. Yeah, gritty
and
tattoo.
And you're right. Bryce needs, when we
man,
talk
color
to him,
that thing in, Bryce.
He needs color there.
Yeah.
He does need some color.
This gives the Philly some leverage in that contract, right? Like, he can't play for anybody else ever now, right?
So, here's the thing I was going to mention. This tattoo, the way that it's done, pretty easy to cover up. I mean, I have a couple of cover-ups. When it's just that thin black line there, pretty easy to cover up if they don't get the.
If he needs to.
Don't play for another team with a Fanatic tattoo on it?
Pretty easy to cover up. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need to change their offense drastically like A.J. Brown says? Avalon Bryan, A.B., is back on WIP. What's up?
What's up, Spike and Ike? Listen, I called to talk about a couple things. I do think the Eagles need to shake it up. And the reason why is the rest of the league will adjust. And like Spike said, Saquon is a year older, more tread on the tires. So you got to make that change. As for Lamont, a couple calls ago, Brian Robinson and who's the other guy in Washington? He used to be in San Diego. They're not exactly terrible running backs. So you do, you know,
the league adjusts. So you've got to make that adjustment too.
Yeah, they're going to have to make an adjustment. The question is how drastic is the adjustment, and what is the adjustment? Like, how do they look? And the thing that we don't know is, what does Kevin Petullo think of all of this? Well, like, what is Kevin Petullo's vision for the offense? Because just because he's close to Nick Sirianni and he's worked with Nick Sirianni doesn't mean that he sees things exactly the same as Nick Sirianni. And I think he said this yesterday. A lot of times, the person that you want working close to you is not the same as you. Like, our show, all three of us are very different. Wouldn't work well if it was...
We're all the same.
If we were all like me, I'd kill me. You know? It wouldn't work that way. So we don't know what Kevin Petullo thinks.
Yeah, but it'll be fun to watch. And I think they'll make adjustments, and I think we'll see Jalen open it up a little. He's got the weapons.
Minor adjustments, AB. Yeah. Minor adjustments. Yeah. Champions don't come out all of a sudden to do something. Hold on. Boston won the championship last year shooting three-pointers. Did they turn into a low-post team this year because everybody realized they shoot three-pointers?
Of course not. I agree with you. Minor adjustments. I agree with you. I'm not saying he needs to overhaul his game. Minor adjustments.
Okay.
Mm.
Speaking of Boston.
Yeah.
That's why I said
I only went last night because of my 15-year-old son. Are you kidding me? What is going on down there? Are you kidding? It was Mutombo night. Foam finger.
We played no defense.
It was pathetic.
Played no defense.
Yeah.
Finger, okay? Pete Pritchard had like 10 threes last night. You got some guy, Rowdy Roddy, whatever his name is, running around getting cardio, okay? I mean, they get a T-shirt toss. They were down 30 or whatever it was with 24 seconds left. Doing a T-shirt toss, telling people to get hyped. And then on top of it, the crumbs outside, instead of selling Heat on pretzels and Crocky Eagles hats, they were selling Celtics gear.
Wait a minute. They were selling Celtics gear in the building?
The building.
I'm sorry, AB. You keep going in and out. You're saying in the building.
I think outside the building.
Outside the building.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't blame the bootleggers. Look, here's the thing is, like, I don't blame that. Sixers fans don't want to go to the game, so they sell their tickets, and Celtics fans buy them. Yeah. Like, I don't blame fans. The team was pathetic. Yeah, the team was pathetic last night. It's been pathetic for weeks. It's one thing if they're down guys, right? And would love to blame, you know, and Nick Nurse going zone against Boston, as our good friend Tasty Cake Dom said, like, it doesn't work. The problem is when they're playing man against these guys, they get roasted too because none of the guys are trying. They have given up on the year. It's gone from the fans giving up on the year to, I think, the players giving up on. Not every one of them, but enough of them.
Let me ask you this. Since you're here.
The most egregious thing, that mush, Daryl Morey, had the gall. Big Dom had the Super Bowl trophy in the house. And Maury's picking it up and mugging for pictures. You're kidding me.
All right, AB.
I can't stand it anymore.
A couple things there.
Yeah, thanks, AB. Thank you for the call.
Because, actually, I was locked into supporting our country against Canada last night.
I wish I could have watched more of that game. I saw by the time the podcast was over, it was 2-2 with about 5 minutes left in the third.
That's about I went to sleep. I'm lying. I said I went to sleep. I fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
Yeah, there's
right.
a difference. Yes.
You didn't decide to go to sleep.
No, yes. I was sitting there watching it, but I was trying to hang on. Very exciting game. So I caught the Sixers highlights this morning with everything. My goodness, man. I'm telling you, Spike, I don't know if they'll do it. They probably won't do it. It's time to shut the big fella down.
Here's the thing is, and we'll get into it later, from what they say about his condition, shutting him down is like the worst thing they can do.
Well, he can't have the surgery early and start.
There's not. We'll talk about it. There's not a surgery.
I thought that's what he said.
He keeps saying it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Joel a little bit later.
Yeah.
If there were a surgery that he could just do and he'd be good for next season, I think they would just do it. I think publicly they will say they still believe in this year. Privately, they have to know that this year is cooked, whether they make the play-in or don't make the play-in. But we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
He doesn't look the same, and
man,
he knows it.
Yeah.
And he knows it.
Yep. That little shot in the lane where his leg just gave out on him.
Yep, he fell down, and it was like 3 feet short of the rim. Yeah. One guy who still has it. And it has more energy than all the Sixers combined. That is Elliot Short Parks. Elliot joins us next. We'll get his opinion on whether the Eagles' offense needs to change drastically, and yours as well. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.